So when you guys go to listen, you guys are going to hear that sponsorship come through, which was the other thing that I was able to do. I was able to upgrade my feed. So instead of dropping an X amount of dollars on my podcast, which I love to do, I found a better way of doing it, which I go through Anchor now, and it doesn't cost me anything. And there's somewhat of an incentive, whatever you guys hear on that that ad, I get maybe like not even a penny, 5 cents maybe for every time you guys listen. But that's not really what it's about. It's kind of just to keep this as sustainable as I can, because I can definitely tell you this studio setup still puts me back quite a bit. The mixer, that one probably ran me a good 600. Getting the all the software and everything else set up cost me a good bit of money and whatnot, but it's good. And the whole purpose of this wasn't for any self-serving reasons. Although I do love to do this, I hope, and the reason why I'm doing this is that I see people are listening and hopefully watching eventually. And I saw that the Instagram video that I posted up on Instagram got a few views. So I'm going to keep up with it, try to keep pushing out this type of format. Hope you guys are enjoying what I've put together so far since I've come back into recovery. And just stay on a good path. Like I said, also I'm looking to have more guests on the show. I'm opening up a Facebook Live and probably an Instagram Live, where I'm looking to start incorporating some phone calls into it. So I got a separate phone number set up through some Google and shout out to Google. Shout out to everybody as well who showed me how to get this all set up, because there's no way I could have figured this all out by myself. I feel as though I would have had to have at least sat through 3 or 4 college classes to get this set up down. And even if I had the setup down, the cost of it is just another thing that you got to think about. But you can still do it. You don't have to drop that much money to get a podcast going. You can honestly just do it on your cell phone. But me being how I am sort of obsessive, where I want something to be not just okay. Like, I want the best possible quality that I can get out of it, which isn't really a bad thing. And for those of you who are aspiring to get a good podcast out, same thing. You just got to aspire, just get the best out of it, and you'll feel better for it too, because that's how I feel right now. I got a nice webcam set up, got everything running through my, get the best image for you guys, so you guys can see what I used to prepare for the COVID-19 with my, Iron Man suit, my, armored Batman suit. It's kind of hard to tell when I'm like looking around, but there's the Batman armored suit. I even got the Infinity Gauntlet up there right next to it. So I'm prepared. I'm ready. If I got to snap some fingers to get what I need going, then I can do it. But just trying to bring humor. Hope you guys are enjoying this. And yeah, so this is where we're at right now. Looking to bring some more people into this community and grow into this community more, put some more effort into the sobriety and the recovery community. Not just the one that I've been going to, but as you know, I have a lot of respect for them. They've done what for me in the past month, you know, I don't know how I could ask for anything else other than just be grateful for what I have at this point in my life. So there you have it. As of Sunday, 10:45, still staying sober, still staying motivated, and hoping that you guys all have a wonderful week going forward into maybe what some of you guys are all facing with quarantines or whatever else. Hope you guys are all staying safe, staying healthy, staying sober, staying motivated. And that's all I got for tonight's episode. So I'll see you guys all soon, and hope you guys all have a wonderful week. You are are listening to Sober Motivation, where we believe in sobriety, motivation, and recovery. I am your host, David Sherwin, and this podcast's purpose is for recovery and motivation for everyone. All right, guys, welcome to episode 18, 19, one of those two. I believe it's 19, but welcome to episode 19 with your host, David Sherwin. We're titling this Avoid Future Tripping as Best as You Can. And the reason why I'm starting it out with that title is because this week was rough and I did my very best not to future trip. As some of you who may have been following me might have known that I was under quarantine with this COVID-19 thing. Somebody in my house had, close contact with somebody who had it, and by nature of my work, I had to quarantine as well. So with that being said, the person who I'm in close proximity to is testing negative for it, which means they don't have it. So I'm just awaiting my results, and kind of lifts a big amount of stress off my shoulders. But it definitely turned out better for me still in these past few days, where I didn't get too caught up in the whole, what am I going to do for 14 weeks? What am I going to do every day? Basically, what I did was focus on every day being the best that it could be and the best that I could make it, because that's what each day is supposed to be. That's all you have is right now and the present. And that's all I've focused on to maintain my sobriety. Still waiting to leave my house arrest or quarantine, whatever you want to call it, deal. But I'm still feeling pretty positive. As far as my symptoms go from yesterday, my stomach was definitely feeling queasy, or whatever you want to call it, queasy. And I definitely think that it feels better today, which it could have been something I ate. I think it was some eggs that I ate that caused that for me. But even with all that being said, as much as I felt like crap, what I basically did was just work on setting up my podcast studio to be solid for this whole ordeal. If I was trapped for 14 days, I knew I wasn't going to let myself go crazy, and I'm not. I mean, my studio did go crazy in that it's set up pretty nicely. And it's funny, I'm saying I'm not going to let myself go crazy while I got my Iron Man suit in the back of me over here. For those of you tuning in on Instagram, and I've had that thing for a while, but that's my preparedness for this COVID-19. If things go crazy, I got a little Iron Man and Iron Man, I got the armored Batman sitting behind me. So I'm going, I'm prepared, as you can tell. But yeah, I got a few supplies for food and some things to camp out with if need be, but I'm not stressing over it. But with that being said as well, with avoiding future tripping, it allows you to stay present for those who could very well be future tripping at this point. And that's where this power of recovery, being sober, staying motivated, gives those around you that same aura or that same feeling that they want to feel. And maybe they gravitate closer to you because of your positivity, and you can instill the message of hope or whatever it is that you want. Hopefully it's a good message, not something that's negative and rubs off to other people. And you can give them that hope that it's going to be all right. Everybody, you're going to be fine. Just do what you have to do to make today the best that you can, which, you know, in this moment, you know, I know the virus is still at large. Do what's best for you. That means if you have to quarantine yourself, do it. And stay home, take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones, do whatever you can to stay present for what it is you're trying to do, which is, for me personally, stay sober and keep doing what I'm doing. So I was able to this weekend get a nice podcast mixer set up. I got a nice video solution set up for my podcast. So it's looking to drop on Instagram. If you guys are all watching, hello. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. And I'm going to hit a sponsor right here.